This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Twitter is making a big deal of the World Cup with a special hashtag, hashtag World Cup. And interestingly, of the 32 competing teams, 30 have official Twitter accounts, and at least one player from every squad represents the team, even, interestingly, including Iran, which doesn't support Twitter use in their country.
There's social media expert Miriam Salpeter commenting on the huge popularity of the World Cup teams and the discussion on Twitter, the focus on World Cup fever number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the TRCS on the air for the week ending Friday, the 20th of June. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in as we review the top 10 talk topics determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. And this week, Sports Talk Radio and the focus on the World Cup is at number 10. I'm sure you'll be excited to know that the number 9 item on the countdown this week is the continuing discussion of climate change. The debate continues. Here's host Robert Rees talking about the latest from President Obama on climate change and the very expensive proposal for an ocean preserve.
President Obama wants to create the world's largest ocean preserve. An ocean preserve? Oh, boy. Moving to protect fragile marine life, President Barack Obama announced plans Tuesday to create the largest ocean preserve in the world by banning drilling, fishing, and other activities in a massive stretch of the Pacific Ocean. He's going to use presidential authority that he says doesn't require action for Congress to propose and expand the Pacific Remote Islands Marine National Monument. Now, this is actually something that George W. Bush designated to protect unique species and rare geological formations. The waters are now considered U.S. territory because they surround an array of remote, mostly uninhabited islands that the U.S. controls between Hawaii and American Samoa. And they say this. Carbon pollution is making the world's oceans more acidic. Pollution is threatening marine life, and overfishing could wipe out entire species. So he vowed to expand the sanctuary during an ocean conservation conference hosted by the State Department. Quote, if we ignore these problems, if we drain our oceans of the resources, we won't just be squandering one of humanity's greatest treasures. We'll be cutting off one of the world's major sources of food and economic growth, including for the United States. We can't afford to let that happen, end quote. Okay, so it's one of these things where it's not like I'm making like light of the situation that we don't want to overfish and we don't want to have a situation where we're destroying the reefs. And I'm not trying to say like, oh, you know, this is ridiculous, just ignore it. But at the same time, this idea that we can create one little ocean preserve and we're going to make it the biggest one out there. We're going to make it the biggest one. And that's somehow going to stop the overfishing that's actually happening off the coast of China. In Japan and Russia. So what's going to happen? Was this some sort of like what do you do with stock fishing, where you have some ponds that they grow the fish in, and then eventually they release them out into the streams and ponds and rivers and stuff? Is that what they're doing here? No? Well, what's the matter then? Well, because you're sitting here trying to use the excuse that you're creating this preserve in order to make sure we don't cut off one of the major sources of food and economic growth. Okay. So, you see how I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense. Yet there's tons of people that were on Twitter and Facebook and on blogs and other social media yesterday touting this is like some great deal. President Obama's making the largest ocean preserve. For what? Because he's going to protect the fish. That's not what he said. He said we have to protect one of the major sources of food and economic growth for the United States. So basically what he's doing is he's saying, you know what we're going to do? We're creating a fish hatchery between Hawaii and American Samoa. We're going to let the fish grow and thrive there for a long time, so it's going to be a preserve. You can't fish between there. And then we're going to let the fish grow and thrive, and then eventually we're going to come in and go feed them to Americans.
Up next on the countdown, the IRS, Benghazi, and the Redskins, all in focus here as we continue to highlight what's going on in the world of news talk radio on the countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown.
policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound, free.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, end 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The IRS scandal number 8 on the countdown. Here's radio host Dom Giordano talking to investigative reporter Cheryl Atkinson about the scandal at the IRS and the missing emails.
The wheels of justice grind very slowly, and some people at various times are tempted to just say, hey, stuff got lost, Nixon. The 18 and a half minutes, I guess it was, tape is the most famous. And they figure, what are you going to do to prove something like this?
Well, they may be right. I mean, there is sort of a sentiment out there when a story lingers on or something is lost or a question can't be answered that maybe, you know, we should kind of go away. And I think that's the opposite of what a good journalist ought to do.
Now, you say, first of all, you would ask them to provide a timeline of the crash and documentation covering when it was first discovered and by whom.
There are a lot of things required under federal systems, you know, as far as security, reporting when something goes wrong, and it wouldn't be hard to at least ask for the documentation and hear what they have to say. And I would suggest that if you got the IT experts who attempted to recover the materials after the crash, you might find out a lot of information that way.
Right. You might find out if anybody's playing with the system or this was a legitimate crash that just resulted in this.
Well, I also posted last night... I shared the video of the questioning of the IRS commissioner from March, in which he made no reference to any sort of missing emails or crash in the system. He, in fact, said that the IRS was working to retrieve the emails so that they were findable. And he furthermore said what a lot of people have told me who work in technology and who also, some of whom have serviced the government, these emails are not stored on a single server or a single computer. So if there were a crash of a hard drive or some sort of system failure, they would still be retrievable. According to Chris Kennan, the IRS commissioner, at the time he told Congress that emails were stored off-site. And, you know, again, that jives with people who say the emails are backed up daily. There's a responsibility on the part of government officials to retain the data, make sure that it isn't and can't be lost through the systems.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's true, if indeed her emails are lost, that's quite a story in itself.
Benghazi suspect prosecution number 7 on the countdown this week. Here's host Ro Khan, along with Richard Roper, talking to ABC's Aaron Katursky. They discussed the suspect, who's now in custody, and how he was captured. It was kind of an easy thing. There was nothing that was fired, no shots. They just rounded this guy up.
And this is a guy that some sources are now saying was... His whereabouts have been well known for the last year and a half.
Now, he'd been interviewed by the New York Times, effectively on the battlefield, and had been hiding, if at all, in plain sight. The U.S. knew where he was. And apparently, Roe had asked the Obama administration to sign off. You know, special forces were ready. The FBI was ready. All it needed was the sign off. And now they had it, and they went in on Sunday, and without a shot, we're told, took Ahmed Abu Khattala into custody. He's on, as you mentioned, a naval ship in the Mediterranean being interrogated, and then he'll be brought to a U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. to face charges.
Aaron, can you talk a little bit about what we know about how this happened? This wasn't one of these things with, you know, going after Bin Laden with special forces and helicopters. This is guys in vans. I mean, you got to do this sort of, under the cover of the light of day, right?
Well, you know, we haven't had a full readout on the operation, but it was special forces and the FBI. The FBI had been leading the investigation into the attack on the consulate. So a combination with special forces in the lead got in and got out, and they did it in a matter of moments. We're told no shots were fired. All U.S. personnel were safe and no civilians were injured. And apparently the operation didn't take very long, and they immediately left the country and headed right out to sea.
Okay, so why now?
It's been a long time. It's been 2.5 years since the attack, and I think that this was a real sore point for the administration and a real frustration for the FBI. When we talked to Director James Comey earlier this year, earlier this month, I should say, he said it's still a priority, and apparently they were just waiting. The fear was that an already fractious country could be more destabilized if, you know, U.S. special forces just went traipsing in and tried to get this guy, but for whatever reason, now was the right time, it was deemed.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, up to number 6 on this week's review, the Redskins ruling. Here we go. Host Chad Dukes and Eric Wadden think that after the trademark ruling against the Redskins, it's now the perfect time for the team to make some money by selling the naming rights.
This is something you've talked about before.
Yes, that's correct.
You've been passionate about the question of why hasn't, is it just any fast food organization?
Well, yeah, oh yes. Yeah. So why hasn't like a major food corporation or just any kind of corporation been able to name their team or name a franchise after their company, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
This then came up today because of all the name change stuff. And you said that this is the perfect opportunity to implement your plan.
Yes. The perfect time to change the Redskins name to the Washington McDoubles. And I'll tell you why.
The Washington McDoubles.
Same colors as the Redskins, red and yellow, burgundy and gold, you know, very similar. You can get around that. You give the naming rights to McDonald's. You can name it the Washington Big Macs, the Washington McChickens, whatever you want to do it. You know, if you're going to change the Washington Redskins, like people are saying, you know, keep it the Braves, keep it something similar. Screw that. You just go completely opposite. Don't do something stupid like the Washington Wizards, you know. Just completely sell out, give everyone the middle finger, and name it the Washington McDoubles. You name FedEx Field, the McStadium, just go all out, flip.
You're dead serious, right?
Oh, I'm dead serious. So you got the Golden Arches, but you flip that upside down, and it's almost like an
you spell Washington with that.
Yeah, or you can just have the logo just be an inverted Golden Arches.
But if they're going
like
to be the
Curly W bit.
If they're going to be the, you keep saying Curly W bit, but there's another team in town that does that.
I know, but it's, you know, just go with the W.
But if you're going to have a McDouble is going to be the name of the team, wouldn't you want to put some sort of burger on the side of the helmet?
You put the hamburger on the side if you want. Don't you agree, though, if you're going to go change the name, let's just go where it's never been taken before.
A full heel turn.
Yes.
Really just drive everyone crazy.
Yeah.
Up next, Mr. Bergdahl and Ms. Clinton. Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. Doug Steffen here on the air.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, with me, I'm Doug Steffen. We're at the United Nations in New York this week, reviewing the top topics in the world of talk radio, Hillary Clinton memoir, number 4 on our countdown list. She's been everywhere, sold 100,000 books, number 3 on the list of bestsellers. In terms of nonfiction, it's number 1, but in terms of overall sales, she got paid $14 million to write this book. There are no surprises here, although it's been interesting. I was looking forward to her maybe going on a big talk radio program that wasn't oriented to her way of thinking.
That's not going to happen.
I know, but if she was smart, it would. Don't you think?
Well, maybe she's not smart enough to handle it.
Oh, I think she's very smart.
She's smart, but she's not as glib as her husband.
Yeah, maybe.
See, Bill Clinton could handle anything.
Right.
No matter what, he can handle it. But when you know you can handle something, you go into it openly.
Right.
Because you know you're going to handle it.
Yeah.
But if you're one of these people that's, you know, you have trepidation about it, what are they going to ask me? I better be prepared. We go through that. Even with our conferences and with that, what are you going to ask me? We're going to ask you what you know about. You're in this business.
Right.
You should be able to answer anything.
If anybody asks me to give them a list of questions, I'll tell them I'm not interested in talking to them.
Right.
But I don't know what I'm going to ask you, number one.
Right.
And number two, you're here to sell whatever it is that you're selling. You better know what you're selling.
So I don't think that Hillary is as spontaneous a person as her husband or a lot of other people. I think she's very bright. I think she's certainly maybe smarter than some of them.
Yeah.
But I think that she's the type of an individual who stresses over everything that she faces to make sure she's got it right and that she doesn't put herself in an ambush situation, because then she gets strident, she gets a little bit testy. She doesn't have charisma.
Mm.
She has to overcome that. She's one of those politicians that makes it because you deep inside you feel they got the experience.
You're addressing something that we've now culturally come into, and talk radio has been one of the things that set the scene for this. That is, the person who shows up best, looks best, sounds best, is the one who's going to win. Doesn't mean he or she is the best qualified, just means they sound good, we're voting. This is a popularity contest based on, look, Bill Clinton good looking, Barack Obama, best promises ever made by by a politician.
But it's a good lesson for Americans to realize
that. Well, we
that
keep
no
doing the same thing,
I
Michael.
I know that.
Over and over again.
How old do you have to get to have enough wisdom to know it's all a bunch of malarkey?
Okay. Is it? Are we fostering through the world of conversation radio, amongst others? I mean, we seem to get blamed for everything. Those of us are doing it, good and bad. There's been more conversation this week about how well Laura Ingraham has now become once again a mainstay, a big force because of this guy Brat. Between her, at least if you believe
within the world of conservative politics and elections and primaries,
but
yes,
she hasn't gotten much notoriety for years.
The notoriety they get is that they're big time radio announcers and performers and commentators and hosts who get paid.
Yeah, but
that's a business.
But so they've taken their business savvy and played it.
Of course.
And that's smart.
Well, yes.
In essence.
Well, of course it's smart.
But people are criticizing them for what? For taking such a strident position. Is that the role of conversation radio?
It's not the role of conversation radio. It's the role of their part in conversation radio. That's their brand. That's their product.
Yeah.
You know, what is the role of ketchup? Some people pour it on. Some people don't. Some people like Heinz. Some people like Campbell's. It's different brands within a large sphere.
What's the difference between ketchup, K-E-T-C-H-U-P, or catsup?
It's called registered trademarks.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Ketchup is trademarked?
Ketchup is a trademark of Heinz. Catsup is the generic term.
Really? Wow, I didn't know that. Folks, aren't you glad you tuned in today? Michael Harrison, the expert on ketchup, which was a vegetable when Ronald Reagan was president. Remember that?
Well, those were the good old days.
Yeah, exactly. Vegetables. Who would have thunk it? All right, we continue. There may be more stimulating conversation, even more stimulating than this, coming up in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Buying a car can be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Hey, it's Leah. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear they might overpay. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy a car, just follow three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and to lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Talkers responsible for the Talk Radio Day of the United Nations, one of the events that is now becoming more and more a mainstay of some of the conversational aspects of, I mean, we are in the conversation business, so you and others provide these radio rows, which bring talk radio hosts together over usually a single issue. So how did this come to be, and why is it a good vehicle?
Well, I mean, it's one of many things. It's once a year. It's never a given. I mean, we do them once a year, but we never say we're going to do it next year because it's hard to do. Mm-hmm. This is very hard to bring together. It started out about 10 years ago. I met somebody from the United Nations who thought this would, you know, they'd like to be more involved in talk radio. And it started a conversation, and one thing led to another, and it evolved into this. We're a trade magazine, but we're very proactive. We get involved in the industry. We catalyze things. We create events.
What does that mean?
Well, we don't just stand by as outside observers. We do everything we possibly can to make things happen and be exciting.
We've used the term cheerleaders for the format.
I don't know if I'm a cheerleader. I think we're boosters. There's a difference. Cheerleader indicates a certain mindlessness. I don't cheer. I do not cheer or support anything that I think is detrimental to the country or detrimental to the image of the industry. What I do is I boost the industry in general as an important part of the marketplace of ideas, the First Amendment, and I cheer and put the spotlight on the talented people, the people that I think have worked hard and deserve to be known. And I sometimes defend the targets, the ones that are out there, you know, taking a chance, being controversial, giving the format pizzazz,
and they're the ones that are targets, and I defend them.
See, I think that's what I mentioned to Bill O'Reilly a few minutes ago, because I wanted you and I to talk about him a little bit. The fact that I miss him from this venue, I think that he brought something to conversation radio that, I mean, regardless of whether you buy into the no spin zone, he's an entertainer. He has very interesting things to say, to wit. He was in a forum with Geraldo Rivera, and they started talking about his colleagues at Fox. And basically, O'Reilly went down the list of people that are on the air at Fox and said, this one is this, that one is that. He said, Elizabeth Hasselbeck would be better doing souffles. But he really doesn't like Sean, apparently. And I didn't realize that there was that much of a sort of a drift. Sean, everybody likes Sean. Sean Hannity, I'm talking about.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of jealousy between the hosts at Fox.
Really?
Oh, you're surprised. Jealousy exists. There's more competition between the members of a team than there are between the team and the other teams.
Isn't that interesting?
Oh, this is human nature. This is human nature. Oh, sure. Oh,
yeah. Could we analogize that to baseball?
Of course.
Do you think Alex Rodriguez was despised by his fellow teammates
absolutely.
Here in New York?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, they hate each other. They're trained and they're taught not to show it best they can. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Most team members,
how does the team function if they don't like each other?
That's what makes it so exciting, and that's why coaches are brilliant, managers are brilliant, the guys that run it. You think about what it's like to coach a bunch of absolutely obnoxious millionaires.
Spoiled kids.
Right.
Basically.
And get them to be a team. That's why what this fellow Greg Popovich just pulled off with San Antonio is miraculous. He has that thing running like a team. Like a ballet choreography, selfless basketball. You hear that term all the time. A selfless team will always beat a team dominated by superstars.
Well, I mean, look at the undue attention that's given to. I guess Kobe Bryant is a pretty good example. I said Alex Rodriguez, mm-hmm. LeBron James, mm-hmm. making different. I don't know any of the people in hockey, so I can't come up with a name. But you know, in general, these people seem to get more attention, and I would think that would, now that you mention it, you put in this the focus that you did, I'd be PO'd if I was working as hard as the next guy to get paid twice what I'm getting paid, and I'm working just as hard.
Right.
Hello.
And they're in competition for their job every single day.
Yeah.
Every single day. Mm-hmm. When you have a quarterback on a football team, and the guy that's with the clipboard, the second quarterback, this guy knows that his teammate wishes that he gets his leg broken. I mean, it's all of this human drama takes place out there, and it's fascinating when you understand human nature. Everything becomes interesting because there's no end to the interest in the human condition.
Well, that's why you play on these things. When we take apart any number of things, for example, number 6 this week in the countdown, the Washington Redskins, the name. If this guy doesn't want to change the name, he's not going to change the name. They can apply any kind of pressure they want from any corner that they want. He's not going to change the name if he doesn't want to change the name. But yet, there are all these people that get all hepped up about it. Is this important? Is this as important as, let's see, okay, around it. Number 7 is Benghazi. Number 5, the terror suspect swap. In the middle of the Redskins. You think about it.
Well, the Redskins ruling has to do with cultural norms in America. It has to do with a legal issue. It has to do with what.
Where'd it come from? Who is the person who decided first that the Redskins should change their name? Where'd that come from?
Davy Crockett. Davy Crockett. It all started with that. Remember that speech he gave in
Redskins.
Congress?
Yes, right. The red man.
How far back does that debate go? What do we have to do? Kill all the Indians so that we don't have that issue? There are so many issues in this country that we sweep under the carpet.
Mm.
They used to have a thing called Manifest Destiny.
Yes, remember that?
Yeah.
It was our Manifest Destiny.
They believed it.
From Atlantic to Pacific.
Right. And you and I grew up believing that Christopher Columbus discovered America.
Right.
And
he was a good guy.
Biggest lie.
He was a horrible cretin.
But it's the biggest.
We even have a national holiday for this crumb.
They should get rid of that damn holiday before they get rid of the Redskins' name.
Yes.
Why is that? Let's start that movement.
I'm on it.
But I'm serious.
I am too.
He didn't discover America. That is the dumbest thing that you could teach children.
It really is. And how do those things get started?
Because it comes from
the Italians.
Bigotry. It comes from bigotry, cultural centricity, where your culture, your race, your history is the real history.
Yeah, right. history books. We're rewriting them. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers. You're getting a thumbnail sketch, as usual, of what's going on behind the scenes, sort of in the inner sanctum of the conversation radio world. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, ends 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super egg thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Pow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. And you mentioned Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried at Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Did you know that 11 states have sued the government for hiding its secret deals with outside interest groups? These groups routinely file lawsuits, and the government settles them out of court, an easy way to cut the states out of the process. It is referred to as sue and settle, and has become a common practice. But if we look through the lens of liberty, we realize that one of the first principles of our republic is the people's right to know what their government is doing and why. When any agency denies a legitimate request for copies of public records, it violates that sacred principle of freedom. Some states are angry enough to fight for that principle. All of us should be.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
Michael Harrison, editor, publisher. When I say Michael Harrison, you turn around and look at me.
Well, I figured
you're
like
Michael Harrison.
I'm like a dog. You know, I hear my name.
Well, that means you can still hear. My dog can't hear anymore. 888. Where am I giving the phone number of?
Yeah, maybe somebody out there took us to lunch.
We're off
dinner.
In 10 minutes.
Dinner.
Yeah, right. We're off in 10 minutes. Anybody want to take us to dinner?
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers. Magazine at Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. We're discussing some of the nuances of the topics that are part of News Talk Radio this week. And we've been around and around on what's important and what isn't. What I find to be the most, and I got this from Glenn Beck this week, and I don't mean to be stumbling over names, but Beck, who more and more fascinates me all the time, there's something about him that he just gets it. He's figured it out. You know, people talk about me, and I figure out how to do the business of radio and survive, and yada, yada. This kid has, and I don't even know, what is he?
I'd say he's about 50.
15 years younger than we are. So he's figured it out to the point where he took what he was able to glean from his own ability as a personality, and then he's business-wise, he's mocked it all up, and he's got something really going for him. So people, when he speaks, listen.
Right.
So this week, he started talking about the number of things that are going on in our country that are the real reason for Mr. Bratt winning, for example. And Beck thinks that it's going to take place all over the country because people are tired of things like the IRS scandal, which, by the way, happens to be number 8 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He used the term, the doggy ate my homework, which is, in essence, what the IRS has said to Congress investigating Ms. Lerner. Oh, we can't find any of her email. And, oh, by the way, her 5 assistants, miraculously, all of their email has disappeared, too. It's all gone. It's been eaten by their dogs.
Right. The missing minutes of the Nixon tapes.
Yeah. So how much of this stuff continues to go on? Here, Senate's asking for a 12-cent gas tax hike. You think the public's going to go for that? The price of gasoline's going up 20 cents this week because of what's going on in Iraq. What do you think? And the public doesn't want us to be in Iraq at all. So Beck says we are now just seeing everybody's up to here, and it won't make any difference what the issue is anymore. It's just that people are fed up with the incompetence that is so pronounced now. Is it because Obama is president, or in spite of the fact that he's there? Is it just going to everything collapsing no matter what? I mean, a lot of interesting food for thought in this, Michael.
I think so. You know, and the sad part is that the solution may not be the remedy. You know, it just might be more problems, where the pendulum is always pushed to the other side.
Yeah.
You know, so the Tea Party now will be the answer. Until the Tea Party gets power, then... The problem is the system is corrupt, and the problem is the kind of people that run for office are corrupt.
So how many people do you think, like you and me, and I think I know you well enough that you're serious about this, you know, when I there are some people who play at this who are playing a role. We were talking about Casey Kasem earlier. He was given a script, and he mastered it because he had a great voice and a great ability. And maybe there are some people who are doing our bidding here in the world of News Talk Radio who follow a script. I think you know that I don't. And what you hear and get from me and others is what we really feel. I'm really convinced that this country is such a meshuggah mess that the only way to fix it is to have some kind of a revolution. And when people hear me say that, they say, oh, come on, you don't mean that. And honestly, I do mean that.
Well, you can only have a revolution if people have more to gain from it than lose from it. And as long as people have more to gain from the establishment than they could lose in a revolution, you won't have a revolution. You only have a revolution when there's a tipping point where everybody has nothing left to lose, where it's so bad, and we're not there.
No, we're not there at all.
Hardly.
Yeah.
So it's not. That's when people say to you, "No, that's not possible."
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to give up your farm. You don't want to give up your home. You don't want to take a chance of losing your savings. You don't want to lose the system. You don't want the roads to be closed. We have way too much invested in this system. So I wouldn't go so far as to say people are up to here that they're about to have a revolution. That's
no, I think there's a revolution in thought, or there's a reason for changing just voting. You know, we hear all the people say, vote the bums out, and yet they keep voting for the same people over and over again.
Well, only a certain kind of bum can get to the point that they're being considered to vote for. Mm-hmm. That's why Obama and Bush come from the same system.
Same thing.
They're the same guy.
They are. Anybody who sits in that seat's the same guy.
Always. They can't get there if they're not the same guy, and they can't stay there if they're not. If you get a guy that isn't the same guy, they kill him.
Yeah.
That's what they did. The last
Kennedy,
guy,
hello.
Kennedy was not the same guy.
So, boom, end of story.
Right.
Yep.
And then they killed the brother.
And tried to kill Reagan.
Reagan wasn't as much a mysterious conspiracy. We don't. Reagan played ball in the system.
Yeah, enough.
Then you always have the lone gunman and the wacko. That was not a lone gunman with Kennedy.
No.
Okay, that's why
he's a
lone gunman. The reason they push that is because they don't want you to see that that was not a lone gun. But you know, John Lennon was killed by a lone gunman. Reagan was shot by a lone gunman.
Martin Luther King was not.
That's an interesting situation,
yep,
too.
Yep.
So, yeah, the Martin Luther King, John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy.
Abraham, Martin, and John.
Bingo.
There were conspiracies in all of those.
And that's why when they become president, they play the game, because they are not where the buck stops. That's the answer.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting how but people like me get so passionate. I want to help people change. I want to let them look at the roads. We only have 60 seconds here. The other thing this week is the talk about how bad our infrastructure is, the interstate highway system, bridges. The only reason it's bad is because the unions have the politicians by the short hairs, if you'll pardon the use of the expression, and they have to keep rebuilding the road. They do a lousy job building them in the first place, so they can keep hiring them and paying for it and buying votes that way. That's the only reason it works the way it does.
Endless topics for discussion.
And time is up. Isn't that amazing? Our time is gone. And fascinating it has been, as always, Michael.
Thank you.
It's nice that we're in the same room together. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343 from the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Next up on the countdown, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with the top medical stories of the week. Every once in a while on the countdown, I think this becomes a relevant and important part of our overview, because a lot of people, there are some great medical hosts, great medical programs. I know on my own Good Day program, we have four different doctors with input. People love advice. So if you're looking for information on what the big medical stories are this week, for example, high blood pressure, Dr. Ken is a cardiologist. There is a report this week on the health of high and low, it would look like, because we all wonder about these numbers, the diastolic and the systolic, and what is, like, mine is what, 110, you know it better than I do, probably 110 over 68 or something like that.
Exactly.
All right, so what does that tell you about me or any of these numbers when you have people? You must, how many times a day do you take somebody's blood pressure, honestly, in your clinic in Florida?
All day long.
Every day, all day.
All day long.
Okay. So what does this report tell us?
Well, this is really an important report. It's practical because it's going to change how we practice. It's out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine, Doug. It's about people with high blood pressure. They know they need to lower their blood pressure to reduce the risk of the number one killer, heart attacks, the number one disabler, strokes. But how low should you aim for? This new research suggests that it might not be necessary to lower the blood pressure as low as previously thought, you know, down to where you are without drugs. High blood pressure, it's diagnosed in people who have the top blood pressure, the systolic, above 140. The news this week is that there's no difference in heart disease risk between people with a systolic blood pressure in the 120 to 139 range and people with blood pressure below 120. So once the systolic, the upper number, is brought below 140, lowering it further to less than 120 does not provide additional heart health benefits. So, Doug, lower is not necessarily better.
All right, what about the other number, though?
Well, the other number is high when it's above 90.
Yeah.
And if you get the systolic down, usually that will be...
Go down with
okay,
it.
Okay, yes.
Got it. Okay. All right, another item of interest is Dr. Ken is a cardiologist. If you're a younger woman and you're depressed, not good.
Exactly. This is out of the Journal of the American Heart Association this week. Young and middle-aged women with depression are more than twice as likely to suffer a heart attack or die from heart disease as their mentally healthy peers, Doug. Women younger than 55, they're more likely than men or older women to become depressed from this study. But an association between depression and greater risk of death from heart disease was not seen among women over 55 or among men as a whole. So the group really at risk are the women under 55. When they're depressed, they're at high risk of having heart disease.
All right, we got about 60 seconds for the latest in the saga of Justina Pelletier. It's been one of your causes celeb this year because it is as outrageous as it is and has been. So give us just a little on who she is for people who don't remember and what the significance is in her change of status.
This is great news. We're celebrating. Doug, when doctors disagree on a teenager's medical diagnosis, who should decide what's best for the child, the state or the parents? Well, this is the main gigantic issue in the Justina Pelletier case. A current 16-year-old whose parents lost custody of their daughter for almost a year and a half because the parents disagreed with the admitting doctors at Boston Children's Hospital.
This was an outrage, too, by the way. So the governor got involved, made a fool of himself. The doctors involved that were on the side of the state getting involved, it was a complete disaster and nightmare. And so I guess at this point, it's good that it has finally been put to rest. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who have produced Heart Factors Plus. As a cardiologist, this sort of plays into what we were just talking about with the healthy blood pressure levels, et cetera, et cetera. How does Heart Factors Plus play into this, Ken?
Exactly, Doug. To every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performing in the bedroom. Heart Factors Plus, it can help. Listen to Paul from New Jersey. I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus, and not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. I will definitely reorder. Heart Factors Plus is an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body. Imagine better doctor visits, improved sexual function, and enhanced everyday life. Heart Factors gives you the power, and if it doesn't work, I like it because you'll get your money back, no questions asked.
800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.